Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into IIN, this really interesting new idea, a work-backed, persona-bound crypto for the MM8 ecosystem.
Yeah, it's got some novel concepts baked in.
Our goal here is to really unpack how they're building value from, well, from your participation and linking that directly to a unique digital identity you control.
It's a big ambition, tying effort and identity to value, not just capital.
Exactly. I mean, imagine a digital coin where what you do and who you are online actually forms the basis of its worth. Mm. So where do we even start with that?
Well, you have to start with the plumbing, right? The basic infrastructure. Because the vision hits a wall pretty fast with standard blockchains.
You mean the cost? Like layer one, such as Ethereum, the fees can be wild.
Totally. You're talking $5, $10, sometimes way more, just for one transaction.
And if your whole system is about rewarding potentially small contributions.
It's dead on arrival. Yeah. I mean, the sources we looked at nailed it. Every contribution validating transaction would cost more than the value of the contribution itself. Just doesn't work.
Okay, so that's the problem. How are they getting around that? Because you need those transactions.
The solution they're banking on is layer two rollups. Think Arbitrum, Optimism, those kinds of systems built on top of Ethereum.
Right, L2s. They process stuff off the main chain, but still get Ethereum security.
Exactly. And the key thing is they slash transaction fees. We're talking maybe cents, 5 cents, 20 cents, something like that. And they're faster.
So that suddenly makes validating lots of small contributions totally feasible, economically speaking.
Precisely. It's not just a minor tweak. It fundamentally enables this whole proof of contribution idea to actually function in the real world. Opens the door for all sorts of micro interaction.
Okay, so the tech foundation is there with L2s. Let's talk about that core idea, work back, this proof of contribution, or PC.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from proof of work, which is about mining power, or proof of stake, which is about locking up capital. PC is about rewarding actual valuable actions, right? Like creating content or moderating.
That's the core concept. Rewarding quantifiable actions that benefit the MA ecosystem. But, you know, the massive challenge is defining valuable.
Yeah, how do you make that objective and stop people from just, like, gaming the system with low-effort junk?
That is the absolute crux of it. Designing an algorithm that's genuinely manipulation-resistant, truly objective, and actually reflects what the community values. That's the tightrope they have to walk. It's about incentivizing real impact, not just busy work.
Okay, that's the work part. Now, the other bit that really grabbed me was persona bound. How do they actually tie the value to an identity and not just an anonymous crypto address?
And this is where things get pretty innovative, I think. They start with decentralized identifiers, DAD.
DADs, okay. So that's like a digital ID that you control, self-sovereign identity.
Exactly. Verifiable, but user-controlled. You prove things without oversharing. But then the magic link is the standard called ERC-6551 token-bound accounts, or TBAs.
Token-bound accounts. What does that mean?
It means an NFT specifically, their ERC-721 Persona NFT, which represents your unique identity in the system, isn't just a collectible. It is its own smart contract wallet.
Wait, the NFT itself is a wallet?
Yeah. So when you own IOIN tokens, those are the standard ERC-20s you get for your contributions, they don't go to a separate address you manage. They go directly into the account owned by your Persona NFT.
Huh. So the persona literally holds the value it generates.
That's it. The persona is the container for the value it generates. It fundamentally connects your reputation, your identity, NFT, with the economic rewards you earn. Pretty neat.
Okay, so if the persona holds the value, how does the overall economy of the tokenomics work? You mentioned rewarding contributions.
Right. So IIN uses a controlled inflation model. Crucially, a huge chunk, 50% of the initial supply, is set aside in a community rewards treasury.
Specifically to fund those ongoing proof of contribution rewards.
Exactly. It ensures there's a pool to incentivize participation long term. And the token itself, IIN, has several uses. It's for governance in the DAO, obviously. It gives you access rights, maybe to premium features. And you can stake it. Stakers earn a share of platform fees.
Ah, so that creates a feedback loop.
That's the idea. A value loop, as they call it. You contribute, you earn IIN. You use or spake that IIN, which improves the platform or locks up supply. That helps generate fees, which reward the stakers, which then incentivizes more contributions. It's designed to be self-reinforcing.
That seems well thought out. But what about governance? You mentioned the DAO. A big problem in crypto is often whale dominance, right? Where a few people with tons of tokens call all the shots.
Yeah, that's a classic issue. MM8 is trying something different, a hybrid model.
Hybrid? How so?
Your voting power isn't just based on how many Ion tokens you stake. It combines your staked tokens with your lifetime contribution score.
Okay, so your history of actual participation matters.
Massively. The formula they're proposing is basically voting power equals the square root of your staked Ion multiplied by your contribution score.
Square root. So holding way more tokens gives you less and less proportional power.
Exactly. It's like quadratic voting applied to the staking part. It dampens the power of just having huge amounts of capital and significantly boosts the influence of people who have consistently contributed value over time. Regardless of maybe not having the most tokens, it shifts the balance.
That's quite clever.
Okay.
One last critical area, regulation. The Howey test looms over everything in crypto. How does Ion avoid being classified as a security? That's make or break.
Absolutely. It's a huge hurdle. Their main argument seems to be that Ion is primarily earned through a user's own work and contributions within the ecosystem.
So it's not like buying shares, hoping the company does well because of the efforts of others. You're earning it for your effort.
That's the core distinction they'll likely emphasize. Plus, strategy matters. Launching with real utility from day one, being careful with communications focusing on use cases, not price speculation, and moving towards genuine decentralization over time.
Trying to align with things like Commissioner Pierce's safe harbor proposal ideas.
Precisely. Showing a clear path to decentralization and focusing on utility are key strategies to navigate that tricky regulatory landscape.
Wow. Okay, so when you put it all together, the L2 Foundation, proof of contribution, the persona-bound NFTs via ERC 6551, the hybrid governance, the regulatory strategy, it's a really integrated approach.
It definitely is. They're trying to connect work, identity, and economic value in a fundamentally new way using these Web3 tools.
It really makes you think. Imagine an online world where your verifiable actions and reputation directly translate into economic reward and real governance power.
Yeah.
How might that change the way you interact online, the value you place on your digital self? Something to chew on.